100 years before that, astronomers began to see little fuzzy things. It's a technical term, little fuzzy thing, little fuzzy blobs out there in space. And some of them showed structure, some of them led spiral arms, which our galaxy does, in fact. We didn't know that they were other galaxies until Edwin Hubble, after whom the Hubble Space Telescope was named, was able finally to resolve one of these things in individual stars. And if they were anything like the stars in our own galaxy, these things had to be terribly far away. In northern autumn evenings, you see the great constellation Andromeda rising up above the eastern horizon. And if you've got sharp eyes, you can see a little faint fuzzy blob in it. That fuzzy blob is the Andromeda Galaxy. Just friendly name, M31. It goes by a variety of names. Most distant thing you can see with the naked eye, without a telescope, 2 million light years away, a galaxy very much like our own. And then you look out farther and you see more and more and more of these. Several years ago, the director of the Hubble Space Telescope said, let's look at a blank area of sky and see what turns up. Now, the Hubble Space Telescope burns up money at a pretty fierce rate. It is very difficult to get time on the Hubble Space Telescope. And here the director wants to take 100 hours worth of this precious time and look at something that's blank. He figured he'd get something. Oh, he did. In that little dot, which is only a tenth the angular size of the full moon. Hubble Space Telescope has a very small field of view. 3,000 galaxies showed up. 3,000. If you could replicate that across the sky, it would be possible to see over a trillion galaxies from the Earth, each one similar to our own, with maybe somewhere around 100, 200, 300 billion stars. Not all of them are alike. Some of them are big, some of them are small. If you want to count the smaller ones, they're vastly more than a trillion within the scale of the universe we can actually see. Vast numbers of them, clumping, clustering together, all of them coming out of a concept that we refer to as the Big Bang. We look at the velocities of these galaxies, which we can easily find. We've been looking at this over the last century or more. And we find that with the exception of a couple of galaxies that are close to us, they're all moving away from us. And more remarkably, they're all moving away from us with speeds that are absolutely and directly proportional to their distances. You double the distance, you double the speed. And the speeds go up and up and up till they approach the speed of light. Some of these things are going away at enormous velocities from us. And the only explanation that seems to fit all of the data is that at some point, number's been pretty well pinned down to about 13 billion years. Somewhere around 13 billion years ago, the universe was in a hot, dense state. You can't say it was out there. You can't say it was like a pea. You can just say that all the matter was crushed together into a hot, dense state from which it began to expand. It's not an explosion. It began a sudden and violent expansion. And within that expansion, the galaxies, which accumulated into clusters of galaxies, which formed stars, all of this